The Bannerman Park Loop had an eerie glow on Wednesday evening. Thousands of residents showed up to the park for the first ever pumpkin walk organized by the City of St. John's. Residents flooded the park and brought along their leftover jack-o'-lanterns to show off. The event was a huge success as jack-o'-lanterns lined the entirety of the loop and the park was packed with people. Some residents added to the atmosphere by dressing up in costume. The leftover carved pumpkins lit up the park and were joined by the bright lights of jugglers and hula hoop dancers at the family event. Afterwards, the leftover jack-o'-lanterns were collected for composting. Compostable bags were also handed out at the eco-friendly event. Karen Chairs of the City of St. John's Community Development Program says that the walk is a great community event that has an environmental impact as well.
It's being done for a couple of reasons. You know, often after Halloween, sometimes pumpkins get vandalized. And also it allowed us to team up with our environmental services and to compost all the pumpkins that have been brought here tonight will be brought to our landfill to be composted.
Residents like Leslie Foran, whose family came out to enjoy the spooky jack-o'-lanterns and free hot chocolate, appreciate the effort the city went through to organize the walk. He hopes to see it become an annual event.
I think it's great. I think it's perfect with the crowd of people that's here. It's definitely a good turnout, and hopefully it'll continue.
The creepy costumes and spooky pumpkins were most enjoyed by the city's younger residents.
You guys enjoying the event?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like all the pumpkins?
Yeah.